You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
For the first time since the COVID-19 pandemic, major central banks, including the US and South Africa, are cutting interest rates. With the global and local rate cutting cycle now firmly underway, what are the implications for the SA fixed income investors? With me now, Malcolm Charles, Portfolio Manager, Fixed Income at 91 in Cape Town. Before you answer that question, please, Malcolm, let me just give a very, very brief summary of what's happened in a very busy time. Yesterday, that's Wednesday, the US Federal Reserve cut interest rates by 50 basis points. A little bit of a surprise. Bank of England, not a surprise. They left interest rates unchanged. Tell us what happened in South Africa on Thursday, please.
Yeah, a bit of good news in line with our expectations, a 25 basis points cut. Joining the bandwagon of interest rate cuts that the Swiss actually started. We've seen, you say Bank of England kept rates today, but they cut at the last meeting, and we're in that trend where we're going to see more cuts from, all the mentioned central bankers, including ours. So the outlook, broadly speaking, is pretty positive. And good relief for economies.
Yes, broadly speaking, we'll come to that in a moment. But what is the outlook for global and SA interest rates and inflation? Of course, it should really be inflation and global interest rates. What can we expect if inflation behaves itself?
I think you're going to see different sort of outlooks across the regions. The US, obviously, that's the big news. You said, the 50 basis points we got there. We had an inflation scare earlier this year, end of first quarter, beginning of second quarter. That has dissipated, but it hasn't yet. So Jay Powell was at pains to say that the 50 was really just catch up, that they should have actually done 25 in July. So now they're just literally doing July and August. It's not, they're not panicking. This is not like the COVID one where we're going to get 50-50-50. He gave guidance that we can expect another 25 at the next meeting and another 25 closer to Christmas. So another 50 basis points from the US this year. The UK is a little bit more tricky. Their inflation is a little bit more sticky, and hence the pause this morning. They're going to be very, slow, with their cuts. So we expect another cut, later in the year from the Bank of England. ECB has already cut twice, so also going to be a little bit more circumspect and prudent, as they like to say, in central bank speak. So, yes, we're in a cutting cycle, but I think a conservative, prudent cutting cycle, but broad-based across most economies.
Yeah, I was just looking at the Bank of England statement and the inflation number that which came out on Thursday morning, 2.2% for CPI, but the core inflation was 3.6%. Just as a quick aside, is there a disparity between CPI and core in South Africa or the US, if you would?
So, I mean, in South Africa, thankfully, our core inflation is very well behaved. The forecast for next year that the SARB actually put out is that their core inflation is actually lower than CPI for the next 3 years. And more importantly, forecast to be below the midpoint of 4.5. So, it's a very encouraging outlook for South Africa. I would say, relative to targets, we're probably a little bit better off than the UK, ECB, and the US. They all tinkering a little bit around their target or a little bit above. So I would say, as far as central bankers go, I think the SARB can be a little bit more comfortable than the other central bankers.
Yes, indeed. The South African CPI rate, very recently released, came in just below the 3-6% midpoint, came in at 4.4%. And although many people might have said that with such a high base, i.e. around about 8%, it could have been a 50 basis point move. But nonetheless, it is very encouraging. What are the implications for the South African economy? Because many people say, Malcolm, that the South African economy is less interest rate sensitive and the consumer is less interest rate sensitive than in other countries. Would you agree with that?
I would, because there's been quite a destruction of the consumer in South Africa with lack of employment, etc. But I think we are seeing a slight tick up. it's less, but it's not irrelevant. So we are going to see benefit across the board for the consumer. And then, you know, throw in the two pot as well. There's a little bit of extra cash there that will hopefully go towards debt relief, but some of it we know will go towards spending. So net-net, we expect a little uptick in consumer spending and consumer activity in the economy.
Very good. And that, of course, impacts growth because we are very reliant on the consumer in South Africa when it comes to GDP, gross domestic product. And what about the rand? The rand has been behaving itself quite well recently.
I think the mistake is we all got into the habit of, you know, the rand was just this absolute like dog of a currency. But, you know, the mistake people make is they forget that on the flip side, it was a hell of a strong dollar. For the last 18 months or so, the only trade in town was the dollar. It was probably the best performing economy in the world. On top of that, you had aggressive interest rate hikes from the Fed. So the amount of money that flowed home as such from investors around the world was incredible. The growth in money market funds alone in the U.S. was about $2 trillion. So, you know, all of that money flew there. It meant that the dollar was, you know, in demand, and any other currency underperformed. Since then, you know, the dollar is obviously losing a little bit of shine. Interest rates are going to be cut a little bit more aggressively from the Fed than from the Reserve Bank. So our interest rate differential will improve. So that alone will see stability in the currency. So I think we must get used to a more stable rand-dollar exchange rate for the month, quarters and months ahead. However, I was looking at the terms of trade as well. So that's the stuff that we export divided by the stuff that we import.
Yes.
And we back at 2021-22 levels when the rand was at around 16.25. So, you know, don't be surprised if you don't see a stable to slightly firmer rand over the next 6 to 9 months.
Gosh, that would be wonderful in many ways. Stability, of course, being the key, whether it's stronger or weaker, stability very much the key. The South African economy, and with a backdrop of the government of national unity, has it stabilised? I've mentioned that word stable. Has the economy stabilised, and will it continue to do so or even grow, albeit at a modest pace?
Very good question, Lindsay. And you know, the quick answer is yes, we have seen improvement. We've seen consumer confidence. We've seen business confidence tick up. All the early indicators are looking very positive. The engagements we have with various industry leaders, it's the most encouraged I can say that they've been in probably 8 to 10 years when they look at the outlook and they look at the quality of engagement with state-owned enterprises and with government bodies, et cetera. And we know that all leads to investment in the economy, which we desperately need. And the one example we saw, if we get more reforms like we did with the electricity and the solar, et cetera, you know, that led to 70, 80 billion rand invested in the economy. And load shedding, our joke is, what is load shedding? You know, when it was becoming a way of life. So if we can see that across other sectors, I think we'll see a tick up in growth. So yeah, already the numbers that people are forecasting are a lot better than we've got used to. But if we see a reform sort of bonus on top of that, we can see meaningful growth next year and the year after.
Very encouraging. Now, you've got to put on your portfolio manager's hat. And I must say, you're very bad at disguising your feelings, Malcolm, because I can sense an enthusiasm after what's happened in the last few hours in South Africa. What is the impact on SA fixed income investments? I mean, for example, the positioning of the 91 Diversified Income Fund.
Yeah, Lindsay. So it's been a great 3-4 months. So we started the year like really on a bad note. There was political fears. There was inflation fears globally. And everything was like mucky and messy. Since then, the stars have started aligning. So the government of national unity like in place, good reforms, good momentum coming from that. At the same time that inflation's coming down, the same time interest rates are coming down. So it's for the first time in 10 to 15 years, South Africa is aligned with the global economic cycle. So it's not something I'm used to in recent history. So it's really encouraging. So the portfolio has been exceptionally well positioned, you know, through the cycle. Going forward, it's still good. Although, you know, things quite a bit is in the price. So we've taken a little bit of risk off, but we remain constructive. So on the bond side, we remain overweight. We've slightly reduced a bit of it just in case there's a little bit of nervousness around the rate cuts, you know, and sort of questioning, has the Fed done too much? But any sell-off, we will go back into the market. But I reiterate, we remain very constructive on the South African bond market going forward. On the credit side, there's still, you know, a decent yield there, albeit there's not much supply of it. So we sit in sort of more neutral credit at the moment, and that's purely because the pricing is a little bit expensive. Property, we remain constructive. We like that. And in light of our conversation early on the rand, that's probably the least amount of dollars we've ever had. We've got around 1.5% dollars, just as a little bit of a hedge, because we do know that we've got elections coming up in the US. There is that uncertainty in the Middle East. There is a Russian-Ukraine war that everyone seems to have forgotten about it. So you need some sort of protection for a global event. But a constructive sort of outlook in the portfolio, albeit taking a little bit of risk off in the last couple of weeks.
Let's look forward a year. Are you going to beat cash?
Yes. I mean, it's an interesting time, but you know, the way we do it is we look at cash is going to be lower. It's already, you know, as of midnight tonight, it drops 25, as we discussed. November, it'll drop another 25. January, another 25. So your lovely cash returns are going to be a little bit less sexy for the net, you know, for a while, and then as we go into the cycle. Our portfolio currently yielding, you know, about 10.10%, so comfortably above cash. And, you know, with the outlook that we see for South Africa, we're pretty confident that not only, you know, should we earn a decent yield, there's opportunity out there to actually participate and get a little bit of capital uplift in the 6 months to 12 months ahead.
Malcolm, your confidence is very evident. Thank you so much for your time. Malcolm Charles is a portfolio manager, fixed income at 91 in Cape Town. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.